Do no mark. You are missed by us. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown. To. Do. Is the subject pronoun meaning you, in the singular, informal form, used for a familiar person, or someone you know well? News. No. Is the subject pronoun meaning we, or us, Manx? Mark. Is the third person singular form of the verb manca in the present tense, which means to miss or to lack? Manx. Mark. Is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun to. Key concepts. The use of do instead of wo indicates informality and a familiar relationship between the speaker and the person being addressed. Verb conjugation. The verb manca is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject pronoun to. Word order. The basic word order in French is subject-verb-object, which is consistent in this sentence. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, nous, functions as the direct object of the verb, manque.
Il nous faut agir.
We need to act. The sentence is in the
il
form of the
il faut
construction, which means it is necessary to. It's a way to express an impersonal obligation.
Il
is the pronoun for it in this context, but it doesn't refer to anything specific.
Nous
is the pronoun for we, and it indicates the subject of the action.
For
is the third person singular form of the verb
falloir,
which means to be necessary.
Agir
is the infinitive verb to act. This construction is very common in French and emphasizes the necessity of the action, regardless of who is doing it.
Il nous faut courir.
We must run. This sentence uses the
il
pronoun, which is a third-person singular pronoun.
Nous
is the first-person plural pronoun, which means us or we.
For
is the third-person singular form of the verb
falloir,
which means to be necessary.
Courir
is the infinitive form of the verb to run. So, this sentence is a grammatically correct and simple sentence in French, literally meaning, it is necessary for us to run.
Il nous faut essayer.
We need to try. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun, he, but it's used here as a dummy subject, often used in impersonal constructions.
Nous.
This is the first-person plural pronoun, we.
For
this is the third-person singular present tense form of the verb falloir, which means to be necessary. In this construction,
il faut
essentially translates to it is necessary or one must.
Essayer.
This is the infinitive form of the verb essayer, meaning to try. Key concepts. Impersonal construction. The use of
il
as a subject, even though there is no specific person performing the action, is a typical French impersonal construction. Falloir, verb. The verb
falloir
is unique because it is conjugated differently than most other verbs, and it always expresses necessity. Infinitive verb after
il faut
colon, whenever you use
il faut,
the following verb is always in the infinitive form.
Nous avons besoin de Tom.
We need Tom. Nous.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we in the plural. It's used when referring to a group of people including the speaker. Avons.
Avons.
Is the first person plural present tense form of the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have. In this case, it's conjugated to agree with the subject nous.
Nous.
Besoin.
Besoin.
Means, need, in this context.
De.
Is a preposition that means, of, and connects besoin.
Besoin.
To Tom.
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 Is the proper noun for the person we need.
On a besoin de toi.
We need you. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present, tense, and is a simple
phrase nominal.
Noun phrase. Breakdown.
Oh.
This is the
pronom personnel.
Personal pronoun, for, we, in the
ou
form, which indicates an indefinite, impersonal subject.
Ah.
This is the
article défini.
Definite article, meaning, the
besoin.
This is a
nous.
Noun, meaning, need.
De.
This is a
préposition.
Preposition, meaning, of.
Toi.
This is the
pronom personnel.
Personal pronoun, for, you, in the
toi
form. In essence, this sentence means that something, or someone needs you, and it's not necessarily clear, who, we, are.
Nous avons besoin de vous.
We need you. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb, avoir, to have, in its compound tense. This means it's composed of the auxiliary verb, avoir, in the present tense, avons, plus the past participle of the main verb, besoin, need. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural.
Avons.
Have, present tense of, avoir.
Besoin.
Need, past participle of, avoir besoin.
De.
Of, preposition.
Vous.
You, object pronoun, plural.
Parle.
Take it. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command, or request.
Parle.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Parle.
To take. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to you.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it stands in for a masculine noun. The entire sentence is literally, take him, or take it. The pronoun
le
could be referring to a male person, or a masculine object.
Nous promîmes.
We promised. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the compound past tense, passé compassé, in French. Breakdown.
Nous.
Nous. We, subject pronoun, promims.
Promim.
Promised, verb prompter in the past tense. Key concepts. Past tense. The action took place in the past. Compound past tense. This tense is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir, or être in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is implied as the auxiliary verb. Verb conjugation. The verb prompter is conjugated in the first person plural, we, in the past tense.
Nous avons promis.
We promised. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common past tense in French. It uses the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the present tense.
Avoir.
have, and the past participle. Oh me. Promised. Here is a breakdown.
Nous.
We. This is the subject pronoun.
Avons.
Have. This is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Pour me.
Promised. This is the past participle of the verb.
Promettre.
To promise. The past participle.
Pour me.
Agrees in gender and number with the direct object of the verb, but since the object is implied here, it remains in the masculine singular form.
Nous nous souvenons.
We remember. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the reflexive pronoun.
Nous.
We, with the verb.
Souvenir.
To remember. The reflexive pronoun.
Nous.
Is used because the action of remembering is done by the subject itself.
The verb. Souvenir.
Is a reflexive verb, which means it requires a reflexive pronoun to complete its meaning. In this case, the reflexive pronoun
nous
is necessary, because it shows that we are the ones doing the remembering. The sentence is in the affirmative form, meaning it expresses a positive statement.
Nous nous en souvenons.
We remember it. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun for we in the plural.
Nous.
This is the reflexive pronoun ourselves, which is used with the verb remember. It emphasizes that the action of remembering is directed towards ourselves.
Ah.
This is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned object or idea. In this case, it refers to something that was previously discussed in the conversation. It is a pronoun used as the object of the preposition, de.
Souvenons.
This is the present tense, first person plural form of the verb.
Se souvenir.
To remember. The reflexive pronoun.
Nous.
Is part of the verb conjugation. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These pronouns reflect the action back on the subject. They are often used with verbs that describe actions that are performed on oneself, such as wash,
se laver,
get dressed,
s'habiller,
or remember,
se souvenir.
Pronoun. Colon, this pronoun functions as a placeholder for a noun phrase, or an idea that was previously mentioned. It often replaces a noun phrase that would be the object of a preposition like, the. Translation using eSpeak NG. We remember it.
On s'est séparé.
We broke up. This sentence is in the.
Passé composé.
Which is a common way to describe a completed action in the past.
On
is the pronoun, we, which is the subject of the sentence.
C'est
is the reflexive pronoun, we, pronounced, on, conjugated in the third person plural of the
passé composé
of the verb
se séparer,
to separate. The reflexive pronoun indicates that the action is done to oneself.
Séparer
is the past participle of the verb
se séparer,
which is used to form the
passé composé.
The sentence literally translates to, we have separated ourselves, but the idiomatic translation is, we broke up.
Nous avons survécu.
We survived. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
a common French verb tense used to describe completed actions in the past.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Avons
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in the passé composé. Agreeing with the subject. Nous. Survécu. Is the past participle of the verb. Survivre. To survive. Together, these elements create a complete sentence expressing the action of surviving in the past. Nous survécûmes. We survived. The sentence uses the passé simple tense, which is a past tense used in formal writing and narration. The passé simple of survivre. To survive is survécu. For the first person plural, we, it indicates a completed action in the past. Nous avons survécu. We survived. Breakdown. Nous. Nous. Colon, this is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. It's the subject of the sentence. Avons. Avons. Colon, this is the first person plural form of the present tense of the verb, avoir. Avoir. To have. It is conjugated in the present tense, because the action of surviving is happening now. Survécu. Survécu. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, survivre. Survivre. To survive. Since the sentence is in the compound tense, the past participle is used. Key concepts. Compound tense. The sentence uses the passé composé. Passé composé. Compound past, which is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. And the past participle of the main verb. Subject verb agreement. The verb, avons. Avons. Is conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject, nous. Nous. Nous voulons Tom. We want Tom. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural form. Voulons. This is the first person plural form of the verb, vouloir, which means, to want. It's conjugated in the present tense. Tom. This is the proper noun, Tom, which is the object of the verb, vouloir, in this sentence. Nous en voulons un. We want one of them. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we. This pronoun means, some, or, of them. It refers to something that was previously mentioned. Voulons. This is the present tense first person plural conjugation of the verb, vouloir, meaning, to want. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning, a, or, one. In this sentence, is used to avoid repeating a previously mentioned noun. For example, if someone were asking, do you want any apples? And you wanted one apple, you would reply, nous en voulons un. Prenez-le. Take it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take, in the vous. You form, which is used for both singular and plural, you. The ending indicates the imperative form. Le is the masculine singular direct object pronoun meaning, it, or, him. Attendez. Wait. This is a simple imperative sentence. The verb. Attendez. Is the second person plural form of the verb. Attendre. To wait. This means that you are addressing a group of people, and asking them to wait.
Those are burros.
We want one of them.
No.
Is the pronoun we
are
is a pronoun that stands in for something previously mentioned. This sentence needs context, because the thing being requested is not specifically mentioned.
Vulu
is the verb, to want, in the present tense, first person plural, we.
Un
is the feminine singular indefinite article, a, or, one. This sentence is a very common way of expressing, we want one. The pronoun
are
is essential, and makes the meaning clear. We will check. The sentence uses the future tense in French, indicated by the
ou
ending on the verb
vérifier
to check. The subject
nous
we is plural, so the verb agrees in number.
Nous dansons.
We will dance. The sentence
nous dansons
is in the future tense.
Nous
means we, and
dansons
is the future tense of the verb
danser,
which means to dance.
Nous le ferons.
We will do it. Breakdown.
Nous
we, subject pronoun, plural.
Le.
It, direct object pronoun, masculine singular.
Faire.
Will do, future tense of the verb.
Faire.
To do. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Faire.
Agrees in number, and person with the subject.
Nous.
Direct object pronoun.
Le
is a direct object pronoun, meaning it is the object of the verb.
Faire.
Future tense. The verb.
Faire.
Is in the future tense, indicating that the action will happen in the future.
On le fera.
We will do it. The sentence uses the future tense of the verb.
Faire.
To do. The subject pronoun
ou
can mean we or one, but in this context, it is clear that it means we. The object pronoun
le
refers to something previously mentioned.
Nous conduirons.
We will drive. The sentence
nous conduirons
is in the future tense, and uses the verb
conduire,
which means to drive.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
Conduirons
is the future tense conjugation of the verb
conduire.
The future tense is formed by adding the ending ons to the stem of the verb, which in this case is
conduire.
The future tense is used to express actions or events that will happen in the future.
Nous combattons.
We will fight. This is a simple sentence in the future tense. It consists of the subject pronoun
nous.
We, the future tense verb
combattons,
will fight, and no object. The future tense in French is formed by adding the endings ai, as, a, ons, es, ont to the infinitive stem of the verb. In this case, the infinitive stem of the verb
combat
is
combat,
and the ending for the first person plural is ons. So,
combattons
is the future tense of the verb
combat.
For the subject
nous dépêchons.
We will hurry. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by using the future stem of the verb, and adding the appropriate ending based on the subject pronoun.
No.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning, we.
No.
This is a reflexive pronoun, meaning, ourselves. It is used to indicate that the action of the verb is performed by the subject on themselves.
Depeche-o.
This is the future tense of the verb.
Depeche.
To hurry. The future stem of
depeche
is
depeche.
And the ending
o
is added for the first person plural. The full breakdown is we, subject, will hurry, verb.
Nous partagerons.
We will share. This sentence uses the future tense, indicated by the verb, partagerons. The verb, partager, is a regular verb in the first group, and follows the standard conjugation pattern. Nous is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. The ending, ons, indicates the future tense in the first person plural. So, the sentence literally translates to, we will
partager.
On partagera.
We will share. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb
avoir
to have in the future tense, and adding the past participle of the main verb. On, this is the pronoun
ou,
which means we or one in English. It is used as a general subject, similar to the English pronoun one in sentences like one should always be kind. Partagera, this is the future tense of the verb
partager,
which means to share. The future tense of
partager
is formed by combining the future tense of
avoir
aura
with the past participle of
partager.
Partager.
So, the full form of the verb is
aura partager,
but it is commonly shortened to
partagera.
Prenez-le.
Take it. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb
prendre.
To take, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you address multiple people.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, standing in for the object that is being taken.
Nous allons partager.
We are going to share. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by combining the present tense of the verb
aller
to go with the infinitive of the verb. Here, the infinitive is
partager,
to share. The verb
aller
is conjugated as
allons
because it's the first person plural, we. So the sentence literally translates to, we go to share.
On va partager.
We are going to share. Breakdown.
On.
Ou.
Is the pronoun, we, in the subject form.
Va.
Va.
Is the third person singular form of the verb aller.
Aller.
To go, conjugated in the present tense.
Partager.
Partager.
Means, to share. Key concepts. The phrase uses the verb aller.
Aller.
To indicate a future action, similar to the English, going to. The verb partager.
Partager.
Is in the infinitive form, indicating an action that will be performed.
Nous nous tiendrons debout.
We will stand up. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb
se tenir.
To stand, to hold oneself.
Nous.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Tiens nous.
Is the first person plural future tense of the verb.
Se tenir.
Debout.
Is an adverb meaning upright, standing, and indicates the state in which we will be.
Nous commençons.
We will begin. This is a simple sentence in the future tense.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we.
Commençons.
This is the future tense of the verb, commencer, to begin. It is conjugated in the first person plural. The entire sentence is a straightforward statement of intent.
Nous sommes seuls.
We are alone. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural.
Sommes.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person plural.
Seul.
This is an adjective meaning, alone, or, only. The sentence uses a simple subject-verb adjective structure. Seul is used as a predicative adjective, describing the subject, nous.
Nous sommes seuls.
We are alone. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
nous
form of the verb
être,
which means to be.
The
être
verb conjugates differently depending on the subject pronoun, so the form changes to
somme.
Because the subject is
nous,
we, the adjective
seul
modifies the subject
nous
and means alone. The use of
seul
instead of
seul
indicates that the subject is female.
Nous sommes en colère.
We are angry. This sentence is simple in its structure.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Sommes
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. It is conjugated in the first person plural, indicating agreement with the subject, nous.
En colère
is an adjective phrase, meaning angry. This phrase acts as a predicate adjective, describing the state of being of the subject.
Nous sommes armés.
We are armed. This sentence uses the
être
verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense for the plural form,
nous,
we, the past participle,
armés,
which means armed, agrees in number with the subject,
nous,
we.
Nous sommes armés.
We are armed. This sentence uses the
nous
form of the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense, conjugated as
sommes,
because the subject is plural.
Nous,
we,
armés,
is the feminine plural form of the past participle of the verb
armés.
To arm, it acts as an adjective modifying the subject.
Nous.
In this case, indicating that we are in a state of being armed.
Parle.
Take it. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
prendre,
which means to take. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, the imperative form is
prendre,
which is the second person singular form. This form is used when speaking to one person. The pronoun
le
refers to a masculine noun that has already been mentioned. It means it or him. So, the complete sentence means take it or take him.
Nous nous ennuyons.
We are bored. Breakdown. New. This is the subject pronoun, we. It is used when the subject of the sentence is a plural group that includes the speaker. New. This is the reflexive pronoun, ourselves, and is used here to emphasize that the boredom is affecting the subject directly. Only you. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Only ye. To be bored, in the first person plural. The verb is in the reflexive form, meaning the subject is experiencing the action of the verb. This sentence is a simple statement expressing a feeling of boredom. The use of the reflexive pronoun emphasizes that the boredom is experienced directly by the speaker, and any other individuals included in the subject pronoun.
Oups, oh, merde.
We are bored. The phrase,
oups, oh, merde,
is an informal expression meaning, we are bored. Let's break down the grammar.
O
is the pronoun, we, and is the subject of the verb.
S
is the reflexive pronoun, oneself, but in this case, it reflects back to, we. The reflexive pronoun is required for this verb.
Amen
is the verb, to bore, but in the present tense with the reflexive pronoun, it means, to be bored. This expression is very informal, and might be considered rude in certain situations. It's best to use it only with friends, or in casual settings.
Nous sommes fauchés.
We are broke.
Nous
is the pronoun, we, in the subject form, plural.
Sommes
is the present tense of the verb.
Être.
To be. It's conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject, nous.
Fauché
is the past participle of the verb.
Fauché.
To mow, but in this context, it's used as an adjective meaning broke or without money. The entire sentence, nous sommes fauchés, literally translates to, we are mowed. However, in French slang,
fauché
is used to express being broke or without money.
Nous sommes fauchés.
We are broke. This sentence uses the
nous
form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense. The adjective
fauché
means broke, and is in the feminine plural form to agree with the subject.
Nous. On est fauché.
We are broke. Breakdown.
O
is the pronoun, we, in the subject form.
Air
is the third person plural form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense.
Fauché
is an adjective meaning broke or flat broke. It is used in the masculine plural form because the subject is plural, we. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjective
fauché
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
O.
Informal language. The phrase
on est fauché
is a very informal and common way to say, we are broke, in French.
Nous sommes propres.
We are clean. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun meaning, we. It is used when referring to two or more people, including the speaker.
Sommes.
This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the plural subject.
Nous. Propre.
This is an adjective meaning clean. It modifies the noun.
Nous.
And agrees with it in gender and number. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb.
Somme.
Agrees with the subject.
Nous.
In number. Adjective agreement. The adjective.
Top.
Agrees with the noun.
No.
In gender, masculine, and number, plural.
Una la petkitun.
We are dizzy. The sentence, on a la tête qui tourne, is a common French expression used to express dizziness. Here's a breakdown.
O
is the pronoun, we, in the impersonal form. This is a key concept, as it emphasizes that the dizziness is affecting everyone.
A
is the verb, to have, in the present tense.
La tête
is the noun, head.
Kitun
is the relative pronoun, that, and the verb, to turn, in the present tense. This is a relative clause modifying, tête, meaning that it's the, head that turns. The expression literally means, we have the head that turns, but it's more idiomatic than literal. It's a way of saying that we feel dizzy, like the world is spinning around us.
Nous sommes en train de mourir.
We are in the process of dying. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we.
Somme.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person plural.
En train de.
This phrase indicates an action in progress. It literally translates to, in the process of.
Mourir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to die. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed with the present tense of, être, to be, and the infinitive form of the verb preceded by.
En train de.
This tense emphasizes that the action of dying is ongoing.
Nous sommes en avance.
We are ahead of schedule.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Sommes
is the verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense, plural form.
Means,
in, or, on, but here it is used to mean, in terms of, or, with regard to.
Avance
means, advance, or, ahead of schedule. So the phrase means, we are ahead of schedule.
Nous partons.
We are leaving. This sentence uses the
nous
form of the verb
partir,
which means to leave.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we. The verb is in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now.
Dis-moi.
Tell me. This is a very informal and direct imperative phrase in French. Dis-moi is a contraction of dites-moi. Dites is the second person plural informal command form of the verb dire, which means to say or to tell. Moi means me. The phrase means tell me and can be used in place of tell me or say. It's a friendly and informal way of asking someone to tell you something.
Nous irons.
We will go. This sentence is in the future tense, and uses the
nous
pronoun for we, the verb
aller,
to go, conjugated in the future tense for the plural form.
Irons
is the future tense conjugation of
aller
for the pronoun
nous. Nous sommes heureux.
We are happy. The sentence
nous sommes heureux
translates to we are happy. This is a simple sentence that uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense.
Sommes
for the plural we form.
Heureux
is the masculine plural form of the adjective, happy, and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Nous.
We. Nous sommes
prêts.
We are ready. This sentence uses the
nous.
We, subject pronoun, the
sommes.
Are verb conjugated in the present tense for the first person plural, and the
prêt.
Ready, adjective in the feminine plural form. The feminine plural form of the adjective is used because the subject
nous
we refers to the female students.
Nous sommes sauvés.
We are saved. The sentence
nous sommes sauvés
is in the present tense, using the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person plural, we, and the past participle.
Sauvés.
Saved. The literal translation is, we are saved. The phrase indicates that the speaker and their companions are no longer in danger, or have escaped from a difficult situation.
Nous sommes sauvés.
We are saved. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
être
to be in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb
nous
is the subject pronoun, we
sommes
is the present tense conjugation of
être
for the subject nous.
Sommes
is the past participle of the verb
sauver
to save, which is conjugated according to the gender of the subject, in this case feminine plural. This sentence expresses relief and emphasizes the fact that the subject was in a precarious situation that has been resolved.
Nous sommes intelligents.
We are intelligent. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, we, in French. It's the subject of the sentence.
Sommes.
This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the plural, we. It is the verb that links the subject to the adjective.
Intelligent.
This is the adjective, intelligent, in French. It describes the subject,
we.
In French, adjectives agree with the noun they modify in both gender and number, so it is plural, since the subject is
we.
Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, sommes, agrees with the subject, nous, in number, plural. Adjective agreement. The adjective, intelligence, agrees with the subject, nous, in both number, plural, and gender, masculine.
Nous sommes intelligents.
We are intelligent. The sentence,
nous sommes intelligents,
is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person plural.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we.
Sommes
is the first person plural form of the present tense of
être
to be.
Intelligent
is the feminine plural form of the adjective intelligent. In this sentence, the adjective agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun
nous,
which is feminine plural. This is an important concept in French grammar.
Nous sommes désolés.
We are sorry. This is a simple sentence in the
présent.
Present tense of the verb
être
to be.
Nous
is the
sujet.
Subject pronoun for
we.
Sommes
is the conjugated form of
être
in the
présent
tense, agreeing with the plural subject
nous.
Désolé
is the
adjective.
Adjective, sorry, agreeing in gender and number with the subject.
Nous sommes désolés.
We are sorry. The sentence is in the
nous form of the verb
être. To be, which means that the subject is plural and feminine.
Désolé
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Désolé.
Sorry. The entire sentence translates to, we are sorry.
Nous sommes coincés.
We are stuck. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the plural pronoun, we, in French.
Somme.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person plural.
Coincé.
This is the past participle of the verb, coincer, to get stuck. It's used here as an adjective, modifying the noun.
Nous.
Key concept. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb, être, followed by a past participle. This creates a passive construction, where the subject,
nous,
is being acted upon by the action of being stuck.
Dites-moi.
Tell me. This is an imperative sentence.
Dites.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Dire.
To say, in the second person plural. It's used to command, or ask a group of people to do something.
Moi.
Is a personal pronoun in the first person singular, meaning, me, or, to me. The exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is an exclamation, expressing surprise, or emphasis.
Nous sommes coincés.
We are stuck. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural.
Sommes.
Are, present tense of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Coincé.
Stuck, past participle of the verb.
Coincé.
To get stuck, used as an adjective. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Somme.
Agrees in number and person with the subject pronoun.
Nous.
Past participle as adjective. The past participle.
Coincé.
Acts as an adjective modifying the subject.
Nous.
Agreement in gender. The past participle.
Coincé.
Agrees in gender with the subject.
Nous.
Which is feminine.
Nous sommes fatigués.
We are tired. This sentence uses the
nous
form of the verb
être.
To be, which is the present tense.
The
some
form of
être is used for the plural, we.
The word
fatigué is the masculine plural adjective form of
fatigué.
Tired.
Nous sommes fatigués.
We are tired. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être.
To be, the verb
être
is conjugated as
sommes
because the subject is
nous.
We, which is plural and feminine.
Fatigué
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Fatigué.
Tired. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Nous. Nous sommes jumeaux.
We are twins. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être.
To be, the subject is
nous.
We, and the predicate is
jumeaux.
Twins. The word
jumeaux
is a masculine noun, and it is used in the plural because it refers to two people. So, the literal translation would be, we are twins.
Nous sommes jumelles.
We are twins.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural form.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person plural.
Jumelles
is the feminine plural form of the noun, jumeau, twin. This sentence uses the verb être to describe a state of being, emphasizing that the speakers are twins.
Quelle emmerde!
What a pain in the neck! This is an exclamation expressing annoyance or frustration. Let's break it down.
Quelle!
This is an interrogative adjective meaning what or which, but is used here as an exclamatory adjective.
Emmerde!
This is a noun meaning a nuisance, a pain in the neck, or a pest. The sentence is a very informal way of expressing annoyance at someone or something.
Quelle emmerde!
What a pain in the neck! This is an exclamation of annoyance and frustration.
Quelle!
This is the feminine singular form of the interrogative pronoun what, but in this context, it acts as an intensifier, meaning what a.
Emmerdeuse.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective emmerdure. It is a slang term literally meaning annoying person, or a pain in the neck, or a pest.
Quel boulet.
What a.
Boulet.
This means, what a.
Clutes.
Exclamation, or, what a. In the neck.
Boulet.
Is a slang word that literally means, cannonball. It's used to describe someone, who is clumsy, annoying, or generally a burden to be around.
Thomas Gagné.
Tom won. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb gagné.
Gagné.
Which means, to win. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and the verb gagné.
A gagné.
Is conjugated to agree with the subject. The sentence uses the past participle form of the verb gagné.
Gagné.
Which is gagné.
Gagné.
It is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb avoir.
Avoir.
Which is in its past tense form.
A.
For the third person singular form. The phrase a gagné.
A gagné.
Is a compound verb form. The sentence is simple and straightforward in its meaning.
Quelle galère.
What a pain in the neck. This is an exclamation that expresses frustration or annoyance. Breakdown.
Quelle
means what or which in this context, functioning as an exclamation.
Galère
is a slang word that means a pain or a hassle.
Key concepts.
Informal French.
Galère
is a colloquial word used in casual conversation. Exclamations. Exclamations are often used to express strong emotions.
Quel cinglé.
What a nutcase. This sentence is an exclamation expressing surprise and disapproval.
Quel
means what in this context. It is used to emphasize the noun that follows.
Cinglé
is a slang term for crazy or nutcase. It's often used to describe someone who is unpredictable or eccentric.
Hi,
the exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is spoken with strong emotion.
Quelle blague.
What a joke.
Quelle
means what in this context and acts as an adjective modifying the noun.
Blag.
It is feminine singular because
blag
is feminine.
Blag
means joke. It is a noun in the singular form. The exclamation mark at the end indicates the sentence is an exclamation, expressing surprise or disbelief.
Quelle perte.
What a loss. This sentence uses the
quelle
interrogative pronoun, which means what in this context, and is used to express a strong feeling of loss or sadness.
Perte
is a noun meaning loss. It is used in this sentence to emphasize the severity of the loss.
Réveille-toi.
Wake up. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
réveiller,
which means to wake up. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request.
Réveille-toi
is the informal imperative form, used when addressing someone directly and familiarly. The word
toi
means you, and is used to specify the person being addressed.
Quel bordel.
What a mess. This sentence expresses strong annoyance or frustration.
Quel
means what in this context, and is used as an exclamation.
Bordel
is a very informal and somewhat vulgar word for mess or chaos. The sentence literally translates to what mess, but conveys a stronger sense of irritation than the English equivalent.